You know what? In Gauteng, we've got that amount of talent. But for the rest, we've got to go elsewhere, as in far, far away, which would be Cape Town. Therefore, Werner Beekes and Christian van Sail. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. It's great to be here with you. Thank you so very much for the opportunity. This is very exciting.
Okay, I'm going to give you the opportunity. I'm going to start with Werner. Introduce yourself. Here, South Africa, never have met you ever before personally, as in personality-wise. Who are you?
So, you know, many, many years ago, I remember when I started out being a music producer at the age of 17. And the first hit album I produced for a friend was Freddie Nest, you know, someone who actually had an interview with you many years ago. And Freddie was my best friend and you know, one of my artists back then. So my career as a music producer really started with Freddie, and it escalated to Kurt Darren, Nicholas Lowe, Vierwerke, Eden, and so on. And a few years back, I decided I didn't want to do the producing thing as a job anymore. So then Christian came to me about the beginning of this year, and he said he's got a great idea. He really wants to start a band, obviously, you know, a Christian music gospel band. And I said, okay, well, that sounds interesting. So I actually went to him, and we discussed a few songs that has been written already, you know, either a few months ago or a few years ago. And we started recording our music, and this is what came out of it. And I think it was a great idea, and this is exactly what I like to do at this point in time. So for me, this new journey is very exciting, and not just exciting, but I can see the longevity in this journey. And besides, it has always been my passion to serve Christ and to follow in his footsteps and to do whatever he wants me to do. And it just feels 100% right at this point in time.
Okay, so now I know the music part of yourself. But as a person, introvert, extrovert, golfer, coffee, who are you?
I am crazy about cars, actually. If you can put me in front of the TV and leave me there with Top Gear or what's a new program from Amazon Primetime, Jeremy Clarkson. I mean, I would drive in my car all the way to Christian, and sometimes I would think that I am Jeremy Clarkson, and then I realize I'm not. So cars, definitely a favorite. When it comes to fishing, I think I just might be the biggest fan of fishing in the world or in the history of the world. I love fishing. Coffee, I don't really do coffee, as a matter of fact. I like to do my typical morning British tea. That's what I like to do. Furthermore, I would listen to music morning, noon, and night. I just love music. That is something that can never die inside of me. It, you know, I feel alive whenever I listen to music, and all kinds of music, really, you know. I love computers. I'm actually also an A-plus technician for PC. Not like Christian. He's much more clever than I am. I used to enjoy games a lot also, but these days there are things much more important now, especially at my age.
Okay, well, Werner, then obviously a do or die, all or nothing kind of guy. Christian, and be now like yes. A woman. Don't be like a man. Give me the full answer, no. If you have to introduce yourself.
I like definitely coffee. Definitely, most definitely. We need coffee in this life, eh? Most definitely. Okay, definitely a music guy. I love music. Absolutely love music. Computers, it's good. It's not my passion. I think my passion would lie with Christ. And I'm a people's person. I love people. Extrovert, not an introvert. I love people. The more people, the better. Eh?
What do you do for a living?
What I did is I actually produced music videos. And well, if we're going into that alley, then I met Werner Beekes. So then he started working on my album. I actually almost completed my gospel album, but that was not my, this is not what I wanted to do since I was a little boy. I actually wanted to feature in a band. And just this, the beginning of this year, I actually went to Werner and just told him, listen, why don't we start a band? And so the whole gospel album actually stopped, and we decided, let's go for a gospel band. And that was the first one you've guys have heard right now. And there's a lot to come. There's a lot of material that we're actually working on that I think is going to be good. So in-house, we actually produce everything from from the music, the writing, the instruments, the music video, the productions, everything. We do everything.
You are very privileged. I mean, within the two of you, you've got all the talent you need to get everything done from start to finish. Not many bands can say that. But who decided
from
the
start to finish?
Who decided on the name Reborn?
We were actually sitting in my house, and we were talking about a couple of names, and we actually had quite a few good names, if I may say that.
Like what?
I can't even remember. Can you remember, Una?
I think there was Reshape, Reborn.
No, it was not Reshape.
Reshape.
But he actually turned around and said, we like Reborn. So I said, oh my, that's a good name. So I actually ran outside and talked to my brother and said, what do you think about this name? And he said, oh, that's a good name. And that just stuck.
Yeah, well, it's short, it's punchy, it works, it's easy to make a logo from. You've got a stunning logo, by the way. So, no, definitely, Reborn is definitely something that's going to work. So you got together and you've got this list of songs and now you jump in. But the problem is when you've got two different people is you've got to find a style, a sound that represents you as a band, as a unit.
Yes.
So how do you find that style?
Well, The production side of Van Imp, I actually love the way he produces. He actually is very, very good. And I love the sound they actually create. So we would sit, we're actually quite the same in the production side. I love the work he does. So we actually fit quite good together. Well, I think we fit quite good together. And we have our moments where I would go and just I would work out the vocals. He would work out all the other stuff like the instruments and the melodies. And we would talk and we would just brainstorm. Then we would write songs together. Sometimes he would go and he would write a song and I would come make small changes or something I wrote. He would come and make small changes. And it actually works very well. If anything you do, if you do it with Christ inside of you, you would listen to the person in front of you and you would actually just be open-minded. And I think that works. That works, yeah.
Vanna, tell me now. So the guys, you get together and you've got this creative bomb happening with the two of you, both of you talented kind of people. But when I'm asking about the kind of style or the sound that you guys would pick for yourselves, you have produced many, many, many different artists' CDs. So you know the style that everyone has, you know, the acceptable work, the style that works in South Africa and everything like that. Do you go for a style that just fits into the norm or are you looking for something specifically unique to you guys as Reborn? How do you find that?
It's actually a little bit of both. So let me put it to you this way. Whenever we write music, and obviously music and lyrics, we tend to try and think a little bit more modern because obviously your crowd, your supporting crowd and the crowd listening to music these days, a majority would be younger people, anything between, teenage state and I would say 45 years old when it comes to digital, YouTube, Apple Music and that sort of thing. So when you take into account the music that is selling at this point in time, such as Dua Lipa, I think she's a fantastic pop artist. And if you go to the gospel side of things and listen to Leland and even new stuff created by Michael W. Smith, you know, I'm a huge fan of Michael W. Smith. I think he's fantastic. There's a lot of great gospel artists. But like you say, and you are right when you say we are trying to fit into a slot that nobody else is fitting in right now. For example, we tend to write music that sounds modern in terms of music and lyrics, but we would very much go back to our roots, which is obviously anything from Backstreet Boys to Daniel Bedingfield, and even more earlier, more earlier days such as Michael Bolton and that sort of thing. So we tend to use a lot of our influences as musicians that we've picked up back in the day, in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, and just incorporate that into the music that we are writing. So whatever we do, we still sound familiar in a certain aspect, but it'll also be very unique and different to what anybody else is doing. That's why we don't use live drums, but we go for the electronic drum sound just to, you know, do what we actually like without being alienated from anybody else. And the reason we have this approach is because our passion is to let as many people as possible know who Christ is through our music and lyrics. And the only way we can properly achieve that is if we do not alienate ourselves from the modern day pop crowd. So we have to fit into the modern day pop crowd in order for the people to relate to the music that we are writing and producing.
Mm. But it's been fun for the two of you to have all creative days and get lost in the music there in studios. But the proof of the pudding is when you get out there and you actually perform it to someone and they either connect or they don't. They like it or they don't. And that's the big risk, isn't it? So, Christian, have you had an opportunity to play it to someone or to a crowd or, you know, get some feedback from people?
Well, we've never performed the song live since it's quite new. Well, you can look at on YouTube when there's a lot of people loving the song, but I think it should be something different when you perform it. Well, I'm a people's person, so I love people a lot. So I think if they don't love the song, well, I don't really know what to say. It doesn't really matter. Just as long as they find Jesus, I don't care if they like me or my music. Just as long as they find Jesus. That's the main thing. That's the reason why we're doing this in the first place.
The whole problem with corona and pandemics and lockdowns and stuff like that is we've been so isolated as people. We bargain on the internet to get stuff out there. And I think we're poorer for it in some cases. Yes, we reach more people and we can get into more homes. But as artists, you obviously need to connect with the people. You need to see the little light go on in someone's eyes. And Vanna, isn't it a frustration for artists, even right through lockdown, this thing that you can't get out there and do your thing?
Definitely. I think it is certainly frustrating. I mean, if you take into account the reason why you became an artist is because you like to perform live. You like being out in crowds and venues and all that sort of thing. That's why artists do what they do in general. It's not only just to sell CDs or digital content, but to really be out there in front of people and do what you do best. However, I think it is paramount we all understand that the world is changing in terms of how you get out there to people and how you can present yourself to the world. I think it's important for us as new artists and any new artist really to understand the digital age and how to properly utilize this digital age in order to get your music out there to the people. In actual fact, if you talk to older artists or older, you know, record company owners, all that sort of thing, for them, it might be a little bit more difficult to connect to the people since they really come from an era where it is implanted into their minds how to connect to people more physically. This is a more virtual reality experience that we have in 2021 and most probably for the rest of the 2000s, if you ask my opinion. But it's really important to understand Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, Vimeo and all these digital platforms. And once you do get it and understand how it works, monetization and digital marketing, it's actually a lot easier to connect to people now than 20 years ago. And I really speak from experience. I mean, we used to pay a lot of money to get ads on SABC2 and all the actual channels. It used to cost you a lot of money, and it was difficult fitting into a proper slot. But now there's no slots really. It's like a globalized shopping mall, and every single thing you can probably want is within this one store. And this one store is called the internet. And once you understand what this tool is all about, it becomes a lot easier to connect to people, but you also have to do a good job, because if you don't do a good job, you will not stand out from the shelves and people won't recognize you. So there is some difficulty, but there's also a very, very bright side. And I always say the light at the end of this tunnel, it's not a train. It's actually it's a real light. So but it's really exciting. I think it's exciting, just to say the least.
You know what, Vanna? I think you two should make a series of videos Besides your music, the music videos, there are quite a few artists that are struggling with this concept of how do I monetize my talent now? It's not only about getting a message of the gospel out there, but to do it in an effective way is a brand new world for so many of the artists who, but quite frankly, have stopped making music because they can't survive. They are literally selling stuff. They've changed their careers because they just believe they can't make a living. But if there is a way, and if it's cheaper, and if it's easier to get out there, if you just know how to do that, maybe the two of you can do a few how-to videos and I'll get it out there and I'll send it to all of the artists and we can actually help a whole industry move up to the next century.
That's a great idea. I think that is a brilliant idea, actually, because so many people, like you say, don't know how to go about this new century or this new age or this new world or whatever you want to call this. But it's important that we help each other, especially during this time. And, you know, I would always say nobody has to be in competition with anybody. Mm. As long as we can focus on what really matters, then there's a space under the sun for every single person. In fact, we can all make a living. We don't have to be in competition. I mean, back in the day, I remember how people used to badmouth each other in the music industry. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I didn't want to be in the music industry anymore. So I tell people now I'm not part of the music industry anymore, which is true, but I am now making music, which is totally different. But understanding the digital age is a little wrap around it, but it is certainly possible to make a good living out of it. Just remember this one word, and the word is innovation. Be innovative. Don't copycat what anybody else is doing, but find your own space in your life.
Okay, well, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to those how-to practical videos that we can get out there. And who knows, we can save a bit of ministry that would now not be happening because people aren't making music because they don't think they can make it work. Okay, we have to get to your song, Die Kruis. Who's going to tell me about the song? What's the song about?
It was 2018, and I remember back in 2018, I was going through a journey of self-discovery. What that means is I didn't really know who I was back then. I didn't understand myself. I didn't even like myself for that matter. But the one thing that did happen to me, and it still does, and that's very exciting, is when everybody goes to sleep, that's when my conversations with Jesus really, really starts taking off. And it was, in fact, 3 o'clock that morning when I woke up back in 2018 and I, you know, stepped into the living room and I was listening to songs that I wanted to listen to at the time, gospel songs and, you know, regular love songs or whatever the case might be. And suddenly it struck me and I started talking to Jesus and I told him everything that I felt at the time, good, bad, and ugly. And the next moment, this melody, Jesus, who can I call the Christ, forget, it just came to me. And I started writing the melody and the lyrics and all that sort of thing. And I realized after I was done, I realized I didn't write the song at all. It might, yes, sure, my name might be there with Samro or BMI or whatever, but it wasn't I who wrote this song. It was definitely written by Jesus through me, because remember, we are simply temples. It's not by my goodwill or by myself that I can do anything good, but it's by the grace of God that I can do things that are really, really good because he's working through me. And, that's exactly, you know, in a very, very short version, how the song came to being. And it was Easter weekend and Christian loaded this video onto YouTube and made it public and all that sort of thing. And I was sitting with Leon Ferreira in Centurion when the video became available. And he said to me, while I was sitting there with him, he said, you know, this is brilliant because your timing is great. I said, what do you mean? He said, you just released this song, Die Kruis, over Easter weekend. That is brilliant. Your timing is brilliant. And I said, what? I didn't even realize that.
Oh, and we didn't know.
Yeah, and I called you, Christian, and I said, listen, Leon just said to me it's Easter weekend and our release timing is perfect. And Christian was like, what? I didn't even realize it.
I didn't realize that.
So I guess what I'm getting at is it's not us doing anything that is brilliant or clever or whatever. It's literally and physically by the grace of God and Him working through us, using us for His ministry, not our ministry, but His ministry, yes. to yes. release things at the right moment, at the right time, and record and write the perfect songs. Because whenever God is in control, when you give your talents and your business and everything to God, then God becomes in control. And when God is in control, nothing is imperfect. Everything is perfect.